I think that it's time that folks really speak up and demand that the state of Alabama invest in people's health care coverage.
Alabama Democratic Senator Doug Jones has been calling for Medicaid expansion in the state since 2017. That's when he ran for a seat in the U.S. Senate. He says the move would give health insurance benefits to more than 300,000 Alabamians who currently don't have coverage.
There's been resistance to that because it is a project that costs money. The state has to match some. I just don't think we can afford not to, and I think this crisis now highlights the need for expanding Medicaid. It gives us the perfect opportunity to try to do that right now so that we can not only get the money coming in, but we can get some health insurance for folks who are wondering, what am I going to do if I get sick?
But some Alabama lawmakers, like Republican Senator Cam Ward, say expanding Medicaid right now isn't realistic.
I think the issue is this. One, we have to be able to meet to expand Medicaid. And two, with the budget uncertainties now, with all the businesses closing, where do you come up with the $165 million you need to have for the first year of expansion?
But Senator Jones is pushing back against critics of expansion. He says enough time has gone by with lawmakers dragging their feet.
With all due respect to my friend Cam, that's just an excuse. They've met for the last 3 years. They met for the last 7 years. They could get this done. The governor could do it by executive order if she would want to and had the blessing of the legislature or the leadership down there.
So what would Medicaid expansion look like, and how quickly would a plan be put into place if Governor Kay Ivey and the Alabama legislature agreed to it?
Part of it also depends on the length of time that CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, take to approve new plan amendments from the state.
Linda Blumberg is an institute fellow in the Health Policy Center at the Urban Institute.
And there we've seen a lot of variation too, but we have seen that CMS can move extremely quickly when they decide to do that. So, you know, depending upon the capacity of the state and the ability to modify IT systems, it could be a matter of a few months.
Blumberg is pushing for Medicaid expansion, but says for some states like Alabama that haven't expanded, lawmakers could get caught up in the dollars and cents.
Right now, under current law, Alabama would need to cover 10% of the costs associated with the expansion. In the first 3 years of the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, states could expand and have it fully paid for by the federal government. And then over a number of years, their costs phased up to 10%. Right now, if you expand as a late expanding state, you're expected to begin paying 10% of the total costs immediately.
Critics of expansion, like Senator Ward, say Alabama can't come up with the funds required to get the job done.
We're required to have a balanced budget. We can't deficit spend. The feds, what they're allowed to do is they just print more money. We can't do that. We're not allowed to do that under our Constitution.
But Senator Jones says the benefits far outweigh the upfront costs of expanding. One possible benefit is the billions of dollars being pumped into the state's economy. Jones is urging state lawmakers to look past the dollars and cents and think of the most vulnerable Alabamians getting hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic, like Susan Ellis's family. Ellis is the executive director of People First. The organization advocates for Alabamians with developmental and intellectual disabilities, like her son Matthew. She says her family is just one of many affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Ella says she also worries about healthcare workers during this chaotic time.
I know our Department of Mental Health is one of the states that applied for, it's called an 1135 waiver, which will help with some of the emergency needs of people who are receiving home and community-based services like our son Matthew. He has a Medicaid waiver, but right now we don't really need another person in our home. That person is losing wages, so it's just a domino effect.
Linda Blumberg with the Health Policy Center says expanding Medicaid would not only relax eligibility limits for uninsured Alabamians, but it would also help the healthcare system as a whole and the workers it employs.
So the more people we can get covered now for whatever their needs are through a Medicaid expansion, for example, the more we're relieving the financial distress that is just exploding now on our healthcare system.
Blumberg says it could take up to 3 months to see the effects of Medicaid expansion in the state, but Senator Jones says he thinks lawmakers could make it happen sooner. Bailey Majors, APR News in Tuscaloosa.